Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special from your Rosh Hashanah for the Mishnas. Mara says the advice of Shmo, Mara's Chana, but Skimma, Sarah, Tuchana, but Meir Zev. Mishmas, Shmo, Pinchas, Ben Yaakov, of Tzvir, was on Zushi, Ben Yosef. And the Sus Rifuas, Yom Chavit Fega, Chaya Chavit Fega, Mas Michal, Yom Spasio. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Mo'ol Einayim. Vayetze Yaakov min Be'er Sheva. Yolamdu Rabbeinu min HaMakrois, Shayinitman Be'Beis Eber, Yudalat Shana Vakal Cholach L'Chorin. The rabbis learned from the Pesukim that he was ensconced in the house of Eber for 14 years, and then afterwards he went to Chorin. So what's this Lashon of Nitman? He was Tamun, he was like hidden in there. Why doesn't he just say he learned Ves Eber? What's the lashon of Nitman? Achti hinei noida ki soid Yaakov hu adas. Secret of Yaakov, we see in the Zohar HaKadosh, is das. Even though normally we say that Moshe Rabbeinu is soid hadas. It's not a stira adarab, it's hashlamo. Ki b'chinas Yaakov, b'chinas Moshe, in echod. So they're one b'china. They're both soid hadas. Rak shezeh, this Moshe Rabbeinu Milagav was from the inside. Vizeh Yankif Milabar was from the outside. Kizeh Pnimi Sadas, Vizeh Chitzani Sadas. This is Moshe Rabbeinu was the Pnimius of Das, and Yaakov Avinu was the Chitzanius of Das, Kanoida, as is well known to those who study the Kabbalah, Tikkunei Zohar Chof Tes Amud Aleph. In other words, there are two Chalokim Bidas, as Rabbeinu writes in his Likutim, in Divur Maschil Nun Shari Bina, he says, Ha'echo Das has Galus, Ha'echo Das, Va'beis Das Hanela. There's the revealed Das, and there's the hidden Das. Das has Galus is the idea Sichlis, Bofen Shel Hakara, Mitzad Behirut, Vidia Sadovo, the Poetov. That's Bechinas Yankif. The idea sichlis, the recognition. The Beirur Kalashim Rabbeinu in Parshas Bo, Hadas Amiti Ki Hashem Hu Alokim, Shutaki Fu Bal Yecholus Fu Bal Akoychus Kulu. And in this chelik of Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megale Et Zelikus, that dwells even on the lower things, because Yaakov is Yud Ekev. What does it mean, Yud Ekev? Shenispashet HaSeichel, as the Rabbeinu writes, myself, the Madregas HaMenuchos, the Yud is the Chochmas, the Sechel, goes all the way down to the Eichev. Lumas Os Das HaNelam, the Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu, Inyan HaSoga, V'Argosh HaBom Mikoch Das is Galus. We have the Das Nelam, Yaakov's Das is Galus, Rak HaKora, Behirus, Clarity, Moshe Rabbeinu's Das HaNelam. That's the Inyan of HaSoga, and V'Argosh HaBom Mikoch Das is Galus. And as Rabbeinu writes, there in the Likutim, v'inyan yuvan al derech Moshe, olim shem mefalpul ameivim b'daito mitoch pupula nichnas ba'imek sichle svara daka sheyav shem levar b'peh uberatzer v'shoiv v'asvara muko mesuka me'oid umach mizdakutzer letispashit b'dibur rak nisha v'sechel v'chein al derech zeh ishtas n'agalui shebo mesigim el akusoi neizeh nichnasim l'madreg amuka das ne'alam sara lorma shebala b'china shem masik sheyav shem lama l'atachlis v'negod ala v'hirus. V'zeh tachlis ha'idea shelot heida. Zohar lomar sheyavu l'mokum shemasik sheyav shaleida. In other words, the mashal is that a person's mefalpel, he understands with his own das, because of his pilpul, he gets such a profound svara, such a subtle svara, that you can't explain it with the mouth. It remains in the seichel. So to das ha'galui, where you're masik elukuso, so because of this, once you're masig, you go into the level of Das Ne'elam. So then you realize that you can't fully explain this. You're masig that you really can't know. Or at least verbalize what you know. So let's see what it says. It says Rabbeinu back in our text. Achti hinei nodi ki sod Yaakov hu adas, ki b'chinas Yaakov b'chinas Moshe hinei echad. Yaakov and Moshe are one, rak shezem elagav, zem elabar. Moshe is on the inside, Moshe is the pnimius, and Yaakov is the chitzanius. He said pnimius hadas is the chitzanius hadas kanada. Yaakov is chitzanius hadas, das hasgalus, the revelatory das, das hamiti ki Hashem hu Elokim, this clarity, the sechos mispashi to the level, the lower levels, the yud to the ekev, and then there's das Moshe, which is das of anelam, which is too deep and too high to even express. Kodem lichus Yaakov lebeis lovan, before Yaakov went to beis lovan, lo yiskalas hadas v'atorah, ki yiyim behelen. So the revelation of das and Torah was behelen, it was hidden, it was bekisui gadol. Kam esher shei Torah mufuzar v'madregas tachtonim, ha'idei shelo haya yiskalas hadas v'ayla. And there were many roots of Torah that were hidden and scattered in the Madregas HaTachtonim because there was no Eskalas HaDas, there was no revelation of the light of Torah in the world. What does it mean when it says that Kam Shor Shei HaTorah Mufuzar Madregas HaTachtonim, that before Halichas Yaakov LeBeis Lavan, there was no revelation of Das in Torah, rather it was Behelem, and many roots of Torah were scattered in the lower levels. What does that mean? Says Rabbeinu, the base love and hayu kam asher shei Torah melubashim sham. There were roots of Torah that were melubash the base love. Shezeu haTorah nichtav b'sefer Torah misipurei maasios shasa Yaakov v'base love. That's the Torah that's written in the sefer Torah from the sipurei maasios that Yaakov did b'base love. Now those pesukim in the Torah that we have in the sipur of Yaakov b'base love are chelke haTorah that were hidden in base love. Shevehem in these stories. Melubashim Yusha Roshim were enclosed roots of Divrei Torah. Shehotzi Yaakov, that by going to Lavan, Yaakov took the Torah out from Lavan. Ubirer v'tziref otam me'omekav klipot Lavan. And he was Mavar, he was Mitzarif them from the depths of the klipas of Lavan. K'noi de gold ala klipas shelo, as is known, how great the klipas of Lavan were. V'hine Yaakov avinu ala v'shalom hotzi misham asher Roshim ayim. Yaakov Avinu took out the Sharashim from there. Vesim Shana Shayisham Bacharan Eitz Lavan. In 20 years that he was in Charan by Lavan, Shal came. Therefore, since the place was had great klipas, Nikra Shem Mamakom Charan, Shiloshin Charoin Af. It's called Charan, Miloshin Charoin Af Shamakom, God's anger. Hashem Shamakom Ahu, Asher Shamayel Mubashim Sharashi Torah, that place in which were enclosed roots of Torah. Hayamakom klipas gadol was a place of great spiritual husks of impurity. Shem b'chinas charon, which bring anger to the Rabbanu Shalom k'viyachol. V'chol iske Yaakov imo, all the dealings of Yaakov with Lavan, avur b'noisav v'tzona, about his daughters and his sheep. The primis of this is hayakol v'varu legalus shoshe Torah misham, to clarify and to reveal the roots of Torah that come from there. K'nodem yisodis haTorah sheyesh al zeh ha'inyan. It is known from the secrets of Torah that we have about this. Ve'inyan asher sham Yaakov is hamaklus barahotim, sh'adei zeh tidlan atzon akudim yikudim v'rudim, she'ein rozin d'rozin, v'sisrin genizim, the whole thing with the staffs, and the tzon giving birth to the various speckled and spotted, that whole extremely vague parsha. So that's all Rosin to Rosin. These are all incredible secrets. What's the Torah telling us this whole story for? So the Arizal has a whole Arichos to explain it. Alpi Kabbalah. Ve'inyan shenasa Leah v'Rachel. Then Yaakov married Leah v'Rachel. It's also great secrets. Because we know that Leah and Rachel are so Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebalpeh, like it says in Zohar HaKadosh. Shekol Zeh, all these inyanim that were mislavish by love and his great klipas, Ra. Ve'hiskin, his galas of Torah l'mata. So he saw this, and by remaining in the house of Lavan, he was mamshich the isgalus of Torah l'mata. In other words, he was mamshich the koyach isgalus l'mukom esanimuchim biyoser. She isgalus sherish elam shuat Torah. Mashoy b'stimu ad bo Yaakov. It was hidden until Yaakov came. Yaakov was able to reveal this. Val yedei shuat das. For the fact that Yaakov is das, namsha amshachas was said before Yaakov is das. Namsha Hamshachos, Hizgalas HaTorah, Be'er Shmi Be'er Sheva. There's Hamshachos, there's a a flowing and a revelation of Torah from Be'er Sheva that the Torah Yarn is called Be'er Sheva, as it says in the Pasuk Chasva Amudei HaShiva, and that's referring to the Torah. So when it says Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Rabbeinu says Mebchinas Stimius HaTorah. So Be'er Sheva is talking about the hidden things of Torah. Be'er is where the Torah is hidden. The Torah is called Sheva. That's the hidden Torah. So the explanation is that it's known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Torah. The whole Bria, the Shorash of the Bria, is Torah, and through this you could know Hashem. The lower Madrigos, where the light of God is not evident, they look like they're separate from the light of Hashem. It emerges that their Shorash in the Torah, Shorash HaBria, is Ne'alam V'Nistar, is hidden. The Madrigos HaNamuchim, where you don't see God so clearly, looked separate from the light of Hashem. So their Shorash in the Torah, their Shorash in the Bria is hidden. Or Bifrat Klipas Lavan, which is a very difficult Klipa, it looks like it's separate from the light of Hashem, and like it has no Shorash in the Torah and in godliness. And Memela, before Yaakov was Megala, the Elokus, it's Mechayiv and Klipas Lavan, these Chalki HaTorah, that are the Shorash of Lavan, are Mefuzah, they're scattered and they're hidden. And since Yaakov Avinu was Das, in other words, it's Megala Da'akola, that ain't old Muvadu is Megala Lukusius Baruch Kam Mokom Klipa Koshesu. When Asam Shachas is Galas HaTorah, that is Nisgalu Shorashi HaTorah, it was revealed, the roots of Torah, from which is the Berius, Berias Vechius Klipa Zu, from which comes the creation and vitality of this Klipa. Vizel, and that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Vayetzi Yaakov Ve'er Sheva, Yaakov is Motzi and Mamshich Torah, V'prina Stimus HaTorah, from the hidden place, Lavi Alidei Eskalas, to bring it to revelation. And how is that? Vayelech Harani went to Harna, they Beruim, by clarifications, Kaloimah. Shehalach Levechinas Choran Shumakon Klippas. He went to this place called Choran, which is Klippadik. Shehayat Torah Mechusan Ulubashas Ben, because the Torah was enclosed in them. In other words, these Klippas surrounded the Torah that was hidden inside these Klippas. And Yaakov was Mevalerik. He brought out what was hidden there. Because Zeh Lassus Hachana Ladaris Habayim. This is all to make a Hachana for the future generations. Shiyuchu Lahasik Hasagas HaTorah V'Sgalas. That they can be Masik Hasagas of Torah in a revealed way, kol mashahayav iskasis, what was hidden. In other words, they could also be regal in the Torah, in all the dvar matachton, all the lower things, the orat Torah. So that was Yaakov's job. Yaakov's job is to go to Beis Lavan, this place of klipas, and take out the Torah that was hidden in this place. And this explains that the purpose of Yaakov Avinu is to be regal of the shor shehi Torah l'bashim sham, and that's k'mash kasav v'al shem tov, Zichrona l'chaya oylem haba nishmasa b'gan edem minuchasa shemasha rodaf Lavan achara Yaakov, not that Lavan ran after Yaakov ran away from him, like we see in the Pesukim, who ki adai nishar etzla, we still had by Lavan his slapshes ha-Torahi, the enclosing of that Torah, shehem ha-elu ha-Pesukim shenichtivu b'Torah, these are the Pesukim that are written in the Torah, ech sharadaf Lavan arach ha-Yaakov, ech shenitzvaku ha-Zeim zeh, how Lavan runs after Yaakov, how they argue with each other, Atzof a parsha calling until the end of the parsha holding. Shizos a Torah, shebe'elu a parsha, nisharu adayin b'slapshes etz Lavan. Because this Torah, in this parsha, was b'slapshes by Lavan, was enclosed by Lavan. Ma shelo bir adayin Yaakov, Yaakov had yet been mivar. V'siva Hashem is barach kach. Kadosh Baruch Hu was misabe, but Kadosh Baruch Hu brought it about. She yirdof achor, Lavan should run after Yaakov. Havi elav, to bring to Yaakov, is a Torah, shedayin v'nishmu l'zbar. The Torah that hadn't yet been completed. Shisham v'sigur as Yaakov, I did iburim while iburim shlichlu shem, by running after Yaakov and catching up to him and speaking to him. Everything that was written there, biru Yaakov gam zeh, Yaakov was also mevara this, ad shelo nishar etzlo kum. So nothing was left by Lavan. Yaakov was mevara all the Torah, he took it all out, and now nothing was left by Lavan. The whole masha it's a Lavan. Everything Yaakov did by Lavan, all the inyanim that are written in the pasuk, so that was Yaakov's job, to take the Torah out of these klipas, to reveal it, to call the Torah Leona, to bring it to the Torah as it is in its root, where there's no kisa, where there's no peru, there's no separation. And therefore it says by Yankiv, When he comes to Haran, Vayavel es Evan Malpi, he removes the Evan, the stone from the well. Shehu Soid Evan Negev, that this is the secret of these of the damaging stone. Shehaya Mechase Al Be'er Mayim Chaim, because this Evan Negev was covering up the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the living waters, the well of the living waters. Meaning Sharshe Torah Shem Lubashim, the roots of Torah that were Malubish there, that were enclosed there. Vehu and Yaakov Avinu Gilo, he was Megalavish, he revealed his galus, he put it to his galus, and his Silik HaKlipas, by being Masalik the Klipas. Shehu B'chinas Evan, these Klipas are like an Evan, from Hashem Rakasu, the serious slave Evan, Yusach, remove the slave Evan from your flesh. So the Klipas in the Yetzirah are B'chinas Evan, that then by removing the Egan Evan Negev from the Be'er Mayim Chaim, his Chile Galus the Torah, Shem Mishresh is Shem, he was Megalav the Torah, that was hidden there. So based on everything we've learned, Ba'oimik HaYerid HaLovin, Halavan, the Galus HaTorah, Tumen Hashem, we can see, Lazeh, HaKavanah Shelach Yaakov Malachim, the fun of El Esav Achi, that's why Yaakov sent angels to Esav, his brother, like we see at the beginning of Parashas Vayishlach, Sheheim Elu HaMalachim Shenivra Adyaska B'Torah Mitzvah Shem, these were created by his Torah and Mitzvah that he was also like the base Lavan. Yishalach Lo, and he sent these days of Lamer and Lavan Garti, they live with Lavan, Rashi says, Garti B'Matri Tariyag, B'Tariyag Mitzvah Shemarti, and I kept the 613 Mitzvahs. Shemartis Miloshin Himtanti, I waited for Aviv Shamar Sadavar, that Yaakov waited to see if that Yosef's dreams would be fulfilled. Roma Zalam is a remnant to what we're saying. Shisham, Shamar, Vihimtim, Kol, Esrim, Shami, he waited there all 20 years. Chdela Hashim, Sodas, Gals, Tarim, Tarim, Tzisa, in order to be Mashlim, the secret of the revelation of Torah, with the Tarim, Mitzizel, Echar Ad Ata. And I waited until now. Perish, Shatur, Nigres, Ator, it's called now. Kum Shamar Kosev, Ata, Kisful, Lechem, and now. You should write for yourself that in this pasuk we see that Ksivas HaTorah, which is an Indian of Isgalas HaTorah, Nikra Ata, that's what he says, Ata Kisvu Lechem, reveal the Torah. He says, Ve'echarad Ata, I waited until now, meaning I was involved in Isgalas HaTorah, Ve'ez Lava. Ratzalaymar, he wanted to tell Esav, Ve'echar She'echarti Pa'amayim Lava, the reason it took me a while to come, Hayad Ata, because I had to wait until Ata, until Isgalas HaTorah. Zeo, and that's the Yishuv Mashik Shabir Aloshin Shayin Nitman, the Kasha that we had. What's Pshat Nitman? It didn't say Lomad, Loshin Steam of Viscasis. So it's the Maramis that the Torah that was Bechinus Yankiv was Tamin Machusa Bebeis Eva, Mok Mikodim Halechosa Lacharn Lapsil Viscalis. But the Torah, which is Bechinus Yaakov, was hidden in the house of Eva before he went to Charan to take it out for his Galus. In other words, you had this Torah that was hidden in Beis Eiver. That's the Torah that was hidden. And then Yaakov Avinu went to Charan to be Megala this Torah. The Zeu by Yetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva. That's what it means Yaakov went up Be'er Sheva. Because of the Zohar Kodesh, the Pasuk Seal the Bar, he took a step out. In other words, Yatza Bechinas Yankov, she saw the Torah Bechinas Stimius, she Bechinas Be'er Sheva. And where did he go? Vayelach. What does that mean? She Zeu the Bar. So the Bechinas Yankov, what does it mean Yetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva? He took a step outside. Shiyotze b'chinas Yaakov, which is the sort of Torah, b'chinas Stimius, the hidden Torah, which is b'chinas Be'er Sheva. The Torah in the well, the Sheva we said is the well, the Be'er, it's a flowing, that's the flowing Torah. And where did he go? Vayelech? Shizeu lebar. In other words, this is a pool. He went out to bring this, what was hidden, this galus, that it should be revealed. And it was his motzi, sharshi atarat munim sham, menas timios lis galus. And all this he did through charana, idea sakavim lovan. His lovan is called charan, because there's a place of klipas. And there he went, lahavi lis galus, shilabar, shiakol torah ne'alam. And there he went to bring the Torah, which is enclosed there, to be revealed, which is outside, because everything there was hidden. Shevemis, all of these in hayyanim v'asipurim, all of these in yanim and stories, Nichtavim b'Torah Hayom, v'hein etzim Torah. No, there's no halachas, etc. But this is Torah. Ki ilu hayachaser filos la'achas minyan asperim. Where any one letter is left out of these stories, the whole sefer Torah is possible b'nei she'en Torah, because this is Torah. V'hein chilek b'in parashas tzitzis v'tfilin parashas etzagas hamaklus v'pitzulim. There's no difference in the parasha tzitzis and tfilin, the parasha of all the staffs and the different sheep that were born. It's all Torah, it's all one, it's all rosin to rosin. Can't leave anything out. he calls it all these pulas of this galus of the kiyas or madrigas shvelei of revealing the light on this low level. Nasai de b'chinas Yankov b'chira avos was done through Yaakov, who was the chosen of the avos. Halkei nemar, and therefore it says oz yipaka kashachor orecha, and then the light will break out in the morning. Yibaka is Yankov. Yibaka is the letter of Yaakov. Break out, Yaakov. Shetami b'kiyas or Torah nasai de b'chinas Yaakov. The breaking out of the light of Torah is done by the Bechin of Yaakov, who sowed Das Hatayla, who is the secret of knowing Torah. Shu may be Torah Liz Galus, he brings the Torah to its revelation. Ula Hasaras Hamichsa Mechasa Ala Or, into removing the covering that covers the light. So we see that Yaakov Avinu sowed Das Hatorah, the breaking through of the light of Torah that's hidden is through him. And that was his whole avod, and going to Charon and bringing the Torah out to revelation. V'zeh Yuvan HaPasuk, and with this we can understand the Pasuk, V'yikach Mavni HaMakom. So first it says Avne, and then it says Even. So Rashi says because the stones were fighting with each other, each one wanted to get the tzaddik to put his head in itself. So what did God do? God made it into one stone. So we have to understand this quarrel of the Avonim, and that it all in the end became Avonim, became Even Achas. So the explanation is the Noida Seidam Shachas Adas. It's known the secret of being Mamshich Das. That the Hamshacha is Melamala Mokor Ha'achdus. That the Hamshacha is from above, from the source of Achdus. That there is the Gilu Eris Boch, the Gilu Gomer, without any peri, without any kisu, without any covering, without any separation. Achaba Hamshacha Dadas Laman, then Hamshacha Dadas comes down here, Lelam Hazeh, Lelam HaPeru, Shesham Nasis Chalkus Hadas. And there the Das is broken up. Shezeo so, that this Hamshacha is the secret of Inyan Machlokus Akhutus Chom Das Torah. And that explains the machlokas chachamim, and that's the klal veil veil divrei laim chayim. That lechayra kol divrei chachamim when he does Torah. So how's it shayich? That's two contradictory opinions who both have a root in Torah. So the reason is ki be'emes achar shabat das b'amshacha melamayla. After das comes from amshacha from above, mimokar elyon from the higher source. There is the olam ha'achdus. Everything is meuchad b'Hashem yisbarach. The lishum peirud. So nimshach har olam eschalkus. So Shemisham, Shoshin Ishmas Yisrael. So up there it's all one. And then afterwards it comes to the world of Ischalkus. And there in the world of Ischalkus is the Shoshin Ishmas Yisrael. And we see that everybody has their own different avoda. So that's the Ischalkus of the different deos and the different avodas of people. And that's the inyan of Sut. But it starts off as one. Up all the way to the highest point, and then it comes down, it breaks down into different parts. And that's the union of the Yud Bez Avanim, and Mer Hashem Shal Yaakov. Yalkeinu Yud Bez Avanim, Shemischalik Adas Lechol Shevet Kufi Shar Shal, Kana Dama Shem Rol Seinu Shal Avanim, Ayu Yud Bez Mimus Bekim Espeshut De Yisrael, Ki Bishar Shal, Bishar Shal, Hen Eben Echad. That's the idea, there were 12 stones, Shal Desin, that each Shevet has their own Das, by their 12 stones coming in Shifta Yisrael, and then they become one. Because at the root, they're all one. So now Rabbeinu explains. Each one is nimshach with their das from the olam ischalkus, and kefisharish nishmaso from the olam ischalkus. That's his das and Torah. And each one saying their das from their world of ischalkus, but at the root it's all one. Ki b'sholesh and misham amshachas hadas miolam abina at the root, and from there is the amshachas hadas from the world of bina. Shamein ischalkus kavu. There's nothing to split up in machlokus. Ela sheba amshachas hadas lamata b'olam aperi diparad hadas vayila kamerushin. When it comes down here, then it splits up. Remes Hakol Adavar Echad Niskan. It's all one. Kevin Shikulam Shuvim Makor Echad Min Adas. It all comes from Das. Elishu Nira Vaylam Aper Bischalkus. But in the world of Perit, it looks like it's being split up. So Veil Veil Adivar Lekim Chayim. V'hinei Avanim Hayud Beis Al Shmos Bnei Yisrael. There are 12 Avanim, 12 tribes. Kim Schalik Alechad Las Avi Sharasha. And at the root, they're all one, but they all have their own opinions when it goes down to the world of Bischalkus, the world of being split up. And that's the Avanim fighting with each other. Misham Roa Evan Yisrael. Lashon Evan HaRosha, which is the Lashon of Malchus. Rashi's Mem Teschov Dalet. And Rashi, Remez Lechachme Yisrael Man Malchi Rabbanan. Shehu Al Inyan Machlekes Bet Shabbatar Shabbal Peh Bein HaChacham. Shezois, each Kutu Lechamu Meres Kefi Bechinas Chelek HaDaz. Each one says like their own Daz, Misham Bo Evin Yisrael. Evin is Lashon Malchus. Evin HaRosh Lashon Malchus. Man Malchi Rabbanan. That they all say Lefi their Daz. There's a machlokas, each one is according to their das in the world of his chalkas. Zosim resalayatin yechutai gorshilis machorshi verubo. The last is kachvod Hashem and zosim salayin yech. In other words, each one is saying, the tzaddik should go in my derech. And everyone is showing their das b'chinas from one true das, from Yaakov. It's instead in the world of his chalkas, therefore it looks like a machlokas. But above, in the sherish, it's all one, without any merivas. In other words, the world above Das is the world of Bina. There's one Achdus. There's no pair, there's no Ischalkas. And this Das Amiti Bechinas Yaakov is also one, there's no pair of Ischalkas. Just Lamata Mi Das, the Amshachas Adas Lamata, in other words, in the Midas, there's the world of pair of Ischalkas, meaning Das, and what's above it, there's Hakar of Hashem Vitachas idea about the Hirus. And in Mela, since that Hakar in the Hirus is the Hirus Kokach, so there's no pair of Ischalkas, it's all in one Achdus. Because everybody recognizes the Achdus of Hashem. But in the world of Midas, there starts the Ischalkus of Torah, right? That's the element of the pair of Ischalkus. And there comes the Machlokus in the pair of Bein HaChacham. Avuk Shemavim is Adas, Lelam Achdus, we bring this Das to the world of Achdus, and the word is Dabik, the Yidiyah Shlem of Abir, and the Seas of Shem's Baruch, Nasim, Evan, Achas, and Matseva, Achas, Vim, Avirus, Vechil, Eklipus. It all becomes one stone. It all becomes one. And with this we can understand Vayashkem Yaakov Baboker, Shehishkem the Bechinas or Boker. Das Elyon Shemakor. In other words, he got up to the Bechina, the light of the morning, which is Das Elyon Vimakor. That there's the complete light without any choshech, without any peru, without any separation and darkness. Vayikach Hasevin Asher Samei Arashosev. In other words, he was Mali, elevated all the Bechinas of Ischalkas to the Bechinas Roshi, Mokra, and Abeya, Me'olam Ha'achdus, to a source that flows from the Olam Ha'achdus. And there in the Olam Ha'achdus, Vayasim Otsim Matsevi, made in a Matsevi, made in a monument. Mitzeves al Amda, Ka'omer Bebeli Ischalkus. It's standing in its place without any separation. And Mikrach Abodas Yaakov, Vayitzok Shemen Arosh. In other words, Nishba or Ashba mi Makor Elyon Amuchunu Vishemen. So now there's the Shefa of light from the Makor Elyon that's called Shemen. Shemen's Moral Shal Chokma, Shemen's Ais Machkin. Ve'al Kolbuchin is Das, Shekulan, all the Deos, Shavin the Tov, Deos, Nachshavin. So there's no schalkas, only down here there's a schalkas. And so Yaakov poured this shemen to reach this level of das, bringing it all together. And at that place, that makor elyon is b'chinas chesed kel. It's all the chesed of Hashem. Without dinim, kaneru lamati. Luz shem yirlishon, luz is miloshon nilozu meliz in Mishnah Kelayim 9:8. Which is a parish akum u'me'ukam. That was b'tchil l'rishana, it's b'chinas lud. Luz. It's crooked, because of the great machlokas ben atanayim. But at the MS, originally it was luz, but it came to its shorish, that's called base el. And there you see the p'nimius ha'chesed, and the p'nimius is b'chinas bayis. So in other words, the beer psukim is as follows. Vayetz Yaakov me'Be'er Sheva. Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva. That was Yaakov plus Psilabai took a step out. Now this is Motzi Torah, that's called Be'er Sheva, from the stimius, from the hiddenness to the revelation. Through what? Through Vayelech Charana, to go by going to the place of Klipas, which is called Charan, and he took the Torah that was hidden out. It was hidden out from the Klipas in Charan. And he took from the stones of the place and he put it by his head. That he took the Torah from the place of Pered and Ischalkus, therefore it says Avni Lashon Rabbi. And since he's Megala the Torah, that's Shorah there, and Melev Yashkim Yankov Baboker. He was Mali, elevated all the lower Majregas to the Makor Elyon, which is our Boker. And Melev Yasim Devin Ashosam Erashaisav. And Melev became one Evan. What originally looked like Pered and Ischalkus was really one. Vayasim Osim Matseva. That there he made it into a monument. But there the Das has no Pered and Ischalkus. Vayitzuk Shemen Arosh, Shemiz Mashpia, the Arash Bami Markar Chachma, that's called Shemen. Vayikur Shemen Makom Beisel, he called the name of the place Beisel. But there in the place of Achdus, it's Chesed Kel. Ulam Luz Shem Yer Lerishayna, originally it was called Luz. Shevet Chila Rishayna, B'yasevel and Peres Chakus, and Erlein Adam, Kedavar Makum Umukam, originally looks crooked, and all those in their leaves. But afterwards, when it comes to the place of Achdus, Hakol Chesed Kel, the Luz Shem Peres, it's all the Chesed of Hashem. Because they are more, Avedat Yaakov Avinu, the Galot Urov, and the Nevot HaNevuchim. That's all to be Megal, the light of Hashem, the lower levels, and to elevate them to their source. Tikein Yaakov Lederes Habayim, Yichdei Shielam Derech Kvush Al Asbar Hashem. This Yaakov is mitakin for the future generations, that they should have a derech to go up in the mountain of God. Why they should pass up Seel Abar, this is because he took a step out. Shenev Shech Mishar Hashem Makom Ver Shev, Lachim is his Galus. He went out from the Shar Hashem Makom Ver Shev to the place of revelation. Ki Zesot Kol Ver Shechav Ravis Nitzay Mayim, Shevi Torah, that's the idea of all the bearers, they're far looking for Torah. Torah beneath the surface, bebechinas afar in the middle and inside beneath the afar, medreiches haprisus from the medreich of prisus of afar, they're finding the Torah. But Moshe Amar Bal Shem Tov Zchusi Agen Aleinu Nishmas of Agen Edim Nuchas Zeichat Zaitit Chayelam Habal Apasik. Chol Aberes Shafu Rav Di Avim Mi Avram Sitim Klishim Veim Alam Afar Shem Moshe Kazafti Shkolechem and Avaz Azgal Satorah. Yeah, Avram did his Gal Satorah from the Shiflus Afar, and so did Yitzchak. And that's what they did. They had to be Megala the Torah from Be'er Mayim Chayim. And after these Dalkus of Avram, Nistam was Galus Eimayde, the Seidah of Hashem Lechas Bechimus Mayim. After the revelation of Avram, they covered it up. The steamer was done by the Plishtim. The Klippus were Chayzer Begoyver, the Yisuk Shav Lechafram, the Yisuk dug it again. The Yashiv Yitzuk Viachver is Be'er Mayim Mishir Chafru. Kizil Gamkein is Galus the Torah Shem Maisim Davram, the Yitzchak Shishan Genizis Satorah Gamayam, Mashtik Nuvasi Torah Shavipratis Halalu. In other words, in this sequel of Avram Yitzchak, we have the Chelgi HaTorah, that Avram Yitzchak had to be Megala. The Kozem, Hayel Doris Habayim Latakim is for the future generations to fix them. The Shalul Eilil Avos, if not for the Avos, Lo Hayev Shal Asik Shem Asaga, we could be Masik any Asaga, and to be Miskarif to Hashem, the Nimsik Yigam Akshav, also now, Kol Mashen Achor Osim Bekerav Avodah Hashem Yizbarach HaKol Ayim Avos HaKadashim, everything we do. It's all with the avos, and with this he said that all of our avodas mikol chavos hakadoshim. Zeo avodam brand world named lifnei Hashem. Avram is still standing before Hashem. Peir shevahoy v'tamid hukach. In the present, it's always like this. Shomer the means tikkun lazreinu. He stands in the right of the tzaddikim to help them. Adi atikunim shetikim by the tikunim that he made. V'gil anulach v'beres v'uchinas v'beres ma'im chayim. And he was Megala to us to dig in the wells, and even the Bechinas Ofer, even on the lower levels, we have to find Torah and then Makomas and Amuchim. Ah, Sheba Yaakov Bechir Abbas is Kelvusim. The Yaakov came with the chosen of the Abbas and includes all the Abbas. Shumam is the Torah of Adas Kalamur, that he's the secret of Torah and Das. Val Yodo Yetzes Galas Medrur Megaduz Madrigas and Amuchim Bechinas Charn Vofer Yisaydi. Vinishlam said the Torah Shabbat Sab Shabbat Peh. Shain Sodles, the Torah Shabbat Sab. So he goes to the place of Charon of Ofer. And then the Sod of Torah Shavuot and Torah Shavuot are finished. Leah is Torah Shavuot, Rachel is Torah Shavuot Peh. Being Osek with base love on, he's mashed them and making this Galus of Torah Shavuot and Torah Shavuot Peh. And therefore he takes out the good base Shvatim that we know are the secret of the 12 ways of forming Shein Havoya. Shizeh. So that's the secret of the Pasuk 11 said. Nakva Scharcha Olah, which is the Bechinas Torah Shavuot Peh Shavuot Sab Lashlimon. The Zeo Kolikur Scharoi. The Kavanasa. The Hischar is Torah Shavuot and Torah Shaval Peh. Maybe this means that Lavan wanted to give him a different Schar because he didn't want to take the Torah out of the Klippus. So he says, Nakva Scharcha Alai. But Yaakov didn't want the Schar. His schar is to be Megala Torah Shul Chsav and Torah Shabbat Peh. In other words, he wants Rachel and Leah. That's what Yaakov got out of it. Okay, Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'shmaya. We saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem. And beautiful, beautiful ideas. The idea of Nitman B'beis Eiver. He was taking out the was hidden Torah there. That was his job. As Yibaka Koshachar Arecha, Yibaka Isis Yankiv, he takes the Torah into a place of light. And he removes the Eben, the Alaber, Eben, the Eben Negev, the Klipas. And Yaakov removed them to reveal the Torah and Nisteris. And the whole idea of Laban running after him is that Hashem made it that the Torah should be extracted, the Torah that has to be extracted. Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, we learned Dvar Mifla Miel. And with Hashem, we still have a lot more Ma'ariv to do, a very, very beautiful sefer. And it's a schus that we're able to learn it. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, sons, beloved friends.